Russian government tells employees to throw away their iPhones by April 1st. In PC Magazine on March 21st by Matthew Humphreys. The Kremlin believes Apple's smartphones are vulnerable to hacking and espionage. The Kremlin has decided iPhones are no longer safe to use by anyone who works within the Russian government. According to Russian newspaper Kommersant, Sergei Kirienko, Russia's first deputy chief of staff of the presidential office, held a meeting at the beginning of March with government officials regarding the 2024 presidential election. During the meeting, Kirienko announced that iPhones were being banned and employees have until April 1st to either throw them away or give it to the kids. The reason for the ban is because the Kremlin believes Apple's smartphones pose a security risk and are more susceptible to hacking and espionage by Western experts compared to other smartphones. As the Register reports, the ban initially seemed limited to those working within the presidential administration. But employees in the domestic policy, public projects, state council, and the IT and other communications departments will also need to get rid of their iPhones by the end of the month. As an alternative, the Kremlin says smartphones running Android, any Chinese mobile operating system, or the Russian Linux-based Aurora OS are fine. Some employees may have a new smartphone given to them courtesy of the Kremlin, although it's unclear who would be eligible and which phone they would receive. Apple stopped all online sales in Russia back in March last year, so used iPhones are probably in high demand and should fetch a decent price. The iPhone 14 never officially launched in Russia, but that didn't stop pre-orders opening for the smartphone in the country last year, and it's likely at least a few government officials own one. Meanwhile, anyone in Russia opting for an Android phone can access the Google's Play Store, but there is an alternative called Nash Store.